That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Friends, you know, when it comes to eating, the kids have the right idea. Did you ever notice a child at the table? When he's had enough, he gets up from the table and leaves. He doesn't keep there and sitting there and, like the grown-ups do, stuffing until he's miserable. Yes, most of us are inclined to eat too much at times, and that can often result in the distress of acid indigestion. Now, when you're troubled with acid indigestion, remember, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Yes, when acid indigestion makes you miserable, just drop an Alka-Seltzer tablet or two into a glass of water, let it fizz, then drink the sparkling, effervescent solution it makes. Then, in a very short while, you'll know why so many thousands of people rely on Alka-Seltzer for fast, effective relief from the discomforts of occasional acid indigestion. And when you go to your druggist for Alka-Seltzer, be sure to ask for two packages instead of one. Remember, an extra package on the side keeps a home well supplied. All drugstores have Alka-Seltzer. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as soon as Squire Skimp realized he'd bought a worthless piece of swampland from Grandpappy Spears, he quickly spread word that there was oil on the property and then formed an oil company. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot'em Down store talking to Abner. Listen.
Well, when did you put your money into Squire's oil company? You said yesterday that you was against it.
I know it, but after I found out that you'd put a couple of $100 in it, well, I figured it must sure be a flying-by-night scheme. So I just taken that $1,500 check from the fire insurance company and give it to Squire.
How'd you find out I invested some money in that?
Oh, I found out. Little bird might have told me. Anyway, that takes care of my $1,500, so I can forget about that and concentrate on trading off my other junk. Are you still going to handle a trading for me?
Sure I am.
Well, get going then, Lum. September the 1st is going to be here before we know it. And that's when I've got to be shut of everything.
Well, let's see now. Who else is he I might get up a trade with for you?
Well, why don't you call up Snake Hogan? He trades all the time. That's the way he makes his living.
No, Snake ain't in town, though.
He ain't?
No, he's over in Oklahoma buying up some cattle.
Buying?
He'll be a good one to see, though, when he gets back.
Yeah, he'll trade with you. Well, have you tried the Macmillan boys?
No, I ain't seen them lately.
Well, they're working right over on Doctor's house, putting a new roof on it.
And Grannies, I believe I'll call up over there and see if they've got anything to swap.
Yeah, sure.
Let's see. What can we offer to trade them? Hand me that list you got there.
Yeah, I'll get it. We ain't getting much stuff scratched off of here, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, let's see. One riding cultivator.
That's Elizabeth's.
They wouldn't have no use for that.
No, they just do odd jobs around. They couldn't use that.
Here's a set of wash tubs and one boiler.
That's Elizabeth's, too.
Cook stove.
That's
Grannies, we might pan that off on them. That's a good one.
Yeah, you can ask them about it. If they ain't interested in that, well, we can surely find something else on the list.
Yeah, let me call them up. Better take this list with me.
Yeah, that stove's going to be awful hard to move. That thing will weigh 1,000 pounds, I bound you.
What was that?
I just said the cook stove's awful heavy to try to move.
Well, that's their worry to get it home if they trade for it. Wait a minute. Hello, Miss Miller. This is Lum Edwards. Oh, just tolerably well. How's yourself?
Elizabeth can help him move it.
Well, that's nice. Ms. Miller, is the Macmillan boys working over there?
I told you
it was. Well, I wondered if you'd call one of them to the phone, please, Mom. Oh, there? Well, reckon you could holler one of them down off of there? If you please. Up shingling the roof.
I told you that, too.
I got to hear something on the list here I'd love to have myself. 18 jars of preserves.
Oh, yeah, they may sure good, too. But I can't trade nothing to you, Lum, according to them lawyers handling old man Donnelly's will.
No, I know it. Here's a gallon of sorghum molasses.
Yeah. Got them from old Uncle Henry Lunsford. They're the best I ever ate.
Oh, my, yes, I had some of them.
You roll them on a knife blade, they won't hardly drip at all.
I'd just love to have them. Ain't nothing I love better than good sorghums.
Well, I'd be glad to let you have them, but I just daresn't take a chance.
Long sweetening.
Oh, no,
you better not do that. You can't give away nothing, you know.
No.
But I do wish you'd let me know who you swap them to. Maybe I can get them off of them.
Yeah, sure, I'll be glad to tell you.
Just wondering the other day if old Uncle Henry... Wait a minute. Hello, Mac? This is Lum Edwards. I hate to bother you, but I reckon you're working by the hour anyway, ain't you?
that Lum, he's easy.
You did? Well, I do know. Well, you needn't have been in that big of a hurry to get down to the phone. Did you hurt yourself?
I bet you stepped right off in midair.
Well, good. What I wanted to know, Mac, Abner's trading off a bunch of his stuff, and he wanted me to call you and see if you was interested in any of it.
Boy, all his forgets he's on the roof.
Why, might not anything of what he'd want. I was just looking over the list here. He's got an uncommonly good cook stove he'd sell or trade. Yeah, it's a dandy. You got 6 lids on it, I believe it is.
That's right. And a warming oven.
And a warming oven.
And a boiler on the side for hot water.
And a boiler on the side for hot water.
And a clock on the oven.
And a clock on the oven. A clock on the oven.
Well, it has right on the oven door. Instead of telling the time of day, though, it tells how hot the oven is. Or don't tell it, it pints it out.
That's a regulate on there. It ain't no clock, Mac. It's a regulate. Tells what the temperature is.
Wonder why I've been late to work so much.
Yeah, some new device they've got out.
So the other day, 130. I never saw it that late in my life.
Well, so good. What have you got to trade? A what? Aye, Granny's, it's a deal. Well, that's all we want right there. You've done said it. That's enough. Yes, sir. Guarantee it to be in good shape.
What's he want to swap it for, Long?
One of them Poland shiny pigs he's got over there.
Well, good.
What's that, Mac?
There's a better love at. Be company for her.
Well, you can look at it when you come over there after it. Oh, well, he couldn't deliver it on that kind of a deal. Well, you and your brother could skid it onto a wagon and get it home all right. Oh, well, now, wait a minute. I believe I've got an idea. You and your brother does odd jobs. I'll give you the pig to move it. No, I know what I'm doing. All right. All right, Granny's, it's a deal. Why, come over there this afternoon and after it if you want to. All right, Mac. Much obliged. Goodbye.
Did he take it long?
Yeah, that's the best deal we've made yet.
Tis, huh?
Yeah, trading him a cook stove for a pig and then trading him the pig to move the cook stove. Got rid of your cook stove without getting nothing back.
I dog it, that is a trade.
Yeah, knowing reason from the way he talk, he thinks I'm clean out of my head. Making such a deal as that.
Yeah, more likely.
Grannies, if I don't quit doing this trading for you around here, folks are going to think I've lost my mind.
Well, after I fall heirs to that $100,000, why, we can tell them then why we's doing it, Long.
Yeah, well, let's see. May as well scratch the cook stove off the list.
Scratch the stove.
There's that bucket of sorghums again.
Grannies. What? Oh, sorghum.
It makes me hungry every time I think about them. Ain't nothing I like better than hot sorghums and biscuits. Hot biscuits and sorghum.
Who else can we call now, Mom?
Yeah, let's see. How about Mose Moose down at the barbershop?
Mose?
He ought to have a bunch of stuff down there. It ain't no count.
Yeah, about everything he's got that way.
I'll just call him.
Yeah, I'd love to have that cornet he's got, Mom.
No, that's worth too much. It'd be hard to get shut of.
I'd love to blow that.
Maybe we could just get an old razor or something like that off of him.
Doggers, again, we get done with all this trading, I'll have the worst collection of junk a man ever seen.
Well, we can put it all together and sell it to some... Hello, Mose. This is Lom Edwards talking. Tolerably well. How's yourself? Uh-huh. Why, Mose, Abner's selling and swapping off everything he's got. I just wondered if you'd like to swap for some of it. No, he ain't moved.
I could trade him out of some of them police gazettes.
Well, he's got his reasons. Oh, a whole bunch of stuff on the list here. Riding cultivator and a mowing machine. Huh? Oh. No, I reckon not, Mose. Granny, that's a wit for you if I ever seen one.
What'd he say?
Wouldn't know if he could cut hair with the mowing machine.
I don't see nothing funny about that. It'd be an improvement over the way he generally does it.
Well, Mose, here's a bucket of sorghum. Some Uncle Henry Lunsford's. They're mighty good, too.
Generally, your hair looks like he beat it off with a wet rope.
Yeah, I'd love to have them myself. Oh, I don't know. What do you give? Aye, Granny's, it's a deal. All right, I'll have him bring them over there, and Abner can get the barber work himself. All right, Mose. Much obliged. Goodbye. Well, that's that.
Did you trade?
Yeah. Take that bucket of sorghums down to him, Abner. You got a shave and a haircut coming to you.
Well, good for me.
Oh, this is as good a deal as I made with them Macmillan boys. That won't leave you nothing to trade off, neither.
No, couldn't trade off a haircut. Wait a minute, Noah. I don't know where we ought to make that deal or not, Long.
Well, what's the matter with it?
Well, I might still have the haircut by September the 1st, and I ain't supposed to have nothing by then.
Well, I don't think that'd count, though.
Well, they might, and I sure wouldn't want to lose $100,000 over a haircut. Not one of Mose Moose's, anyway.
Well, maybe you have brung up a point there. Reckon when a haircut runs out that way.
I don't know.
Maybe to be safe, we oughtn't to make that kind of a trade with him.
No, take it back.
I hate to see them sorghums go anyway. I was hoping we could keep them until I studied up some way to keep them for myself.
Say, maybe you could swap Mose out of them, Long. I don't think that'd hurt nothing.
Why, of course not. Then Mose wouldn't have nothing from you, and I'd be getting a sorghum.
Sure.
Granny, that's a good idea.
Why, sure it is.
Here, let me call him up right now. Just do some swapping for myself now. Never thought about that.
Why, you might as well. Ain't nothing in that letter says you can't trade for yourself for stuff that I swapped over.
Wait a minute. Hello, Mose. This is Lum again. I want to swap you out of them sorghums now. Oh, I don't know. Let me see. What have I got over there at the place?
Ain't got nothing better than them sorghums.
How about a good milk cow? That Jersey. There ain't nothing wrong with her.
She's the speciousest varmint I ever seen.
Yeah, she's giving 4 gallon a day.
Wouldn't trust nobody.
Oh, I'll trade even. All right, sir. Huh? No, I won't back out. I grannies, when I make a deal, it's made. You can depend on that. All right, I'll bring her over there this evening. All right, much obliged, Mose. Goodbye. Granny's Abner, there's a good deal, too.
It is, huh?
Got rid of a Jersey cow for just a gallon of sorghum.
Well, good for you.
Wait a minute.
Huh?
Oh, my goodness, that cow belongs to me. Why, you idiot, I've been making these crazy deals for you, and you sat right there and let me skin myself.
Well, now, just who is going broke first, Lum or Abner?